before he left the house, not to quote him, but I think something along this line, what he said was, you think Tim's going to do it. He may be setting us up for us to wear different shoes. I didn't think about that. That would have been pretty good. But no, I did. I wore two different shoes. Did you have a hard time picking out your two favorite shoes? I didn't. I knew what they were as soon as I thought of it. On my right foot, I'm right-handed. That's my strong side. I got my Red Wing slip-on work boots. Been wearing those, not the same boots, same brand, same style, same model, whatever you call it. Been wearing them for 20-something years. I'll probably wear them as long as I'm still walking. Other side, my left side, I got my Merle slip-on loafers. I knew those were going to be my two favorite. How many, at least one of your two shoes is a boot? All right. How many, at least one of your two shoes is a loafer? I'm going to get y'all. How many, at least one of your two shoes are a tennis shoe? All right. Any house shoes? Bam, Rita. Dale, any Crocs? You got Crocs in the back. What am I missing? Rubber boots? Rubber boots. All right, did I miss any kind of shoe? High heels? I didn't have it. Flip-flops. Flip-flops, there you go. Sandals, flip-flops, all those go together. There you go. That's all right. You know, I walked through the Dollar General a few minutes ago on my way here, and people were looking at me. I was walking like this. A little girl that works down there, she looked around the counter at me and looked down at my feet. I didn't even acknowledge it. I act like I knew what I was doing. I was supposed to be doing what I was supposed to be doing. Didn't think too much about it. Did you have a hard decision is a question I asked. And the other question is, do you find it hard to walk with two different types of shoes? Now, some of y'all may have about the same heel on both of them, so you probably can't tell the difference. But I know David, myself, Nick, I don't know who else has got a flat shoe and a heel. And it makes it a little difficult when you're walking. So I want you to think about your favorite shoes tonight. First of all, I believe, if I remember correctly, I didn't write it down, I believe it's 228 times. 228 times that the Bible, or in the Bible, it mentions feet or shoes or sandals, something along that line. You know, most of us remember the movie Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump said that you can tell a lot about someone by their shoes. And that's probably true. It's probably true. When we look down and we see someone's shoes, matter of fact, Emily was talking about mud on her shirt or her shoes. I don't know which one it ended up being, but we got a big kick out of that. Cash brought dirt in, got it on her shirt, shoes, or something. So we look down at people's shoes, and we can tell at least whether they've been out in the mud, whether they got grease on them. In the Army, we had to shine our boots. Matter of fact, our jump boots, we had to spit shine at least the toes of them where you could almost see your reflection in the toe of those shoes or those boots. In Luke 3 and verse 16, John answered saying this to all. It says, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. What type of shoes does God want us to be? This sermon is not original with me. I heard Jeff Brown preach this funeral over at Pleasant Hill over in Trenton one time. And I wrote it down in front of my Bible when he was going through it because I really liked it, because I thought about shoes. I thought about what my favorite shoe is. And what type of shoe does God want us to be? You know, in Ephesians 6 and verse 15, he tells us he wants Christians to wear shoes, because he says, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So we, as we think about putting on the whole armor of God, we know that God intends for us to use our feet. Use our feet in service to Him, and as we think about walking through this world, if we think about fighting Satan, there are certain preparations that we have to make. So I got about six questions for you. It's not a very long sermon. I got about six questions for you I want to ask you. And the first one is, and this is actually the two shoes I got on. Are you a loafer or are you a work boot? Now don't look around and look for the loafers, or don't look around and look for the workers. Ask yourself, are you a loafer or are you a work boot? Ephesians 5 and verse 16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. You know, Christianity is not a vacation. It's a vocation. It's a lifestyle in which we live. Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse 11, I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So question number one is very simply, when we think about our work for the Lord, we think about the work in the church, especially in particular here at Tresvant, are you a work boot or are you more of a loafer? Second question, are you a high heel or are you a low top? Are you a high heel shoe or are you a low top? Jesus had the low top attitude, not to be seen of men. When we think about ourselves, are we a person who likes to, and I say this because I'm standing up here, but are we a person that likes to be in front, loud, and be seen of people? Are we a person who likes to go out and help someone and then let everyone know that we helped them? You know, that would be a high top. That would be standing up tall and letting everyone see us, and self-praise is what we're looking for. But the low top and Jesus, the self-praise is not worth having. This morning before we come out, and I call it going to the little room. I've been saying that for 7 years, I guess, now. I got a meeting in the little room back here. And most Sundays when I'm back there, at least when I'm preaching, Steve or someone will ask me to lead a prayer before we come out. Generally not a very long prayer at all, but one of the things I always try to include in that prayer is we lead in this worship service that everything that is said and done here today will bring glory and or honor to God's name. And that's really the low top attitude. That we're living our life trying to give God the praise. Psalms 101 and verse 5 says, whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him will I destroy. The one who is haughty, has a haughty look and a proud heart, him will I endure. Proverbs 16 and verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. James 4 and verse 6 says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12 says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. The low top is the Spirit of Christ. The third question, are you a baby shoe? Are you a baby shoe or are you a overshoe? You know, two times in the Bible tells us about being an infant or newborn babes in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. Then also 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. the writer of Hebrews refers to us having to go back and drinking milk instead of eating meat, talking about we're not carrying ourselves further in our Christianity. Our faith is not growing to the point that we're still having to be fed milk instead of meat. In other words, are we digging into the scriptures? Are we learning God's word? Are we learning his will for us? And are we carrying those things out? Obviously, we're all babies at one point. But hopefully, we'll put on that overshoe of faith. It covers the other shoes. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." The fourth question. Are you a Sunday shoe or are you an everyday shoe? Are you a Sunday, one day of the week Christian? Acts chapter 2 says daily, from house to house. In other words, every day they met, every day they served. In Luke 9 and verse 23, "If anyone desires to come after me," Jesus says, "let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." An everyday shoe. Are you different today than you will be tomorrow? Maybe more for our young people, this question. But what do we do on Friday nights and Saturday nights? And it could be adults as well. What do we do on Friday nights and Saturday nights as opposed to what we do when we get here? Are we just a Sunday Christian? Or are we an everyday Christian? The fifth question is this. Are you a house shoe or a combat boot? A house shoe, we think about looking for comfort. We want to stay in our comfort zone. We want to be comfortable in what we do. But the combat boot, are you willing to teach class, minister unto others? You say, "Tim, I can't do that." Jesus said, Philippians 4 and verse 13, Paul wrote there, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." Hebrews, again in Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Are we comfortable? Are we a people that wants to put on our combat boots and go out and minister and help and teach and be active here at Treasman? Then the last question is this. Are you a white, clean shoe? Or are you a dirty shoe? Your life. Are you clean or are you dirty? You know, God's concerned about our shoes. We can look down tonight and for whatever reason, not to trap you, because I've got, like I said, the work boot and the loafer on. I can be both. I've got every kind of shoe I named tonight except the high heel. The rest of them I have, I guess, in my closet. But when we think about our Christian life, what shoe are we wearing? What shoe are we wearing for Jesus? I said when I got up here, I think, you know, it's really hard to wear two different shoes. It is for me. It's hard to have a balance. You know, Wendy made the suggestion back there a few minutes ago when we was talking about throwing our hip out walking like this. She said, we have to swap shoes tomorrow. Put the boot on the left and the loafer on the right to get everything back even. But you know, it matters what shoe we wear for God. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, let us encourage you with a song that Jacob's about to lead us in. That if you have faith in Jesus and a belief that you want to come to him, that you want to be a child of God, that you want to be a Christian and you're willing to turn away from sin, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, then you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. if you're here and you've been unfaithful in some way and you need the prayers of the church, or we can help you with some struggles that you may be going through, or you just need prayers for encouragement or forgiveness, let us know. But at the very least, let's all think about what shoes we're wearing. Especially when we leave here tonight, when we, if we're blessed in the morning to wake up and be able to go start our day at college, at work, or wherever we may go tomorrow. Let's think about what shoes we're wearing and make a difference in people's lives. Won't you come while we stand and sing?